Metromarium, Zegi, Lake Tana, 2018. South of the Sahara, and just north of the Great Rift Valley, within the landlocked nation of Ethiopia, the mighty Blue Nile emanates from Lake Tana, the country's largest lake. Radiating outward from this sacred source, a scattering of forest islands dot the arid highlands, like a handful of emeralds strewn across the parched terrain. At the heart of each verdant circle, nestled beneath ancient canopies and wrapped in lush vegetation, lie saucer-shaped churches, otherworldly structures that seem to emit a life force of their own, and in a profound sense, they do. As one of the world's fastest expanding economies and Africa's second most populous nation, Ethiopia faces mounting environmental pressures. In the Amhara province, the last remaining native forests encircle church buildings, protected for centuries as miniature gardens of Eden. Through this photographic essay on these landscapes and the communities that inhabit them, I hope to reveal how spiritual ideas and long-held conservation practices have the power to nurture sustainable environments in an era of ecological crisis. While planting new trees in the right places is a commendable endeavour, protecting and expanding these ancient, mature forests must also be a top international priority for fostering truly sustainable landscapes.